You're listening to MoneyWeb at Midday.
A new row has erupted between Eskom and the Democratic Alliance. Writing in the Sunday Times, party leader John Steenhuisen claimed that the utility may be manipulating the power ecosystem to keep the lights on at all costs until the election on May the 29th. Joining us now is Mteto Nyati, who is the Eskom board chair. Mr. Nyati, welcome. And are you burning more diesel to keep the lights on because it's an election year?
Before I just answer that direct question, I just want to take a step back and look at what has happened really within Eskom. I think it was around March last year when the management of Eskom, supported by the new board, put together what is called a generation recovery plan. And that was approved by the board and also approved by the public enterprise. And management have been implementing that generation recovery plan, which is largely is really about doing maintenance for almost a year now. And where we are, Jeremy, right now is a reflection of the work that has been done by management over the last year. And the plan was a two-year plan, so we're just 1 year into that plan. We still have a long way to go, but we're already seeing some green shoots. So what we are seeing now and experiencing is a base that is more reliable, largely because of the maintenance. So we are certainly using what is called OCGTs, which is open cycle gas turbines. And we are using those open cycle gas turbines during peaking hours. And typically this happens in the morning and also in the evenings. That's where you have peak demand. So instead of building new power stations for those peaks, you typically use the peaking plants, that is diesel. For the last financial year, we have used these OCGTs for more than peaking. And you'll find that we call it a load factor. We've used it at a load factor of about 18%. But this current financial year, this new financial year, our budget for these OCGTs is at 9%. So we have significant, in fact, we have halved the plan of using these things. So now we are almost a month into the new financial year. And our usage of these OCGTs is very much in line with the plan. We always use them during peaking hours. So that is the situation, right, Jeremy?
So you would reject the assertion then that the utility is burning more diesel?
Yeah, I would reject this thing. I mean, we're using it the way these peaking plants have always been used. It's designed to use them during peaking hours, and we have always used them around that in this current financial year. And our performance is largely because we have much more stable stations right now at the back of maintenance. So that is the thing. There's an assumption that no, things have not improved in Eskom. At the core of where we are is because people have done the maintenance and we've improved. And it's coming through having what is called unplanned outages have come down significantly. Unplanned outages used to sit at about 19,000 megawatts. Right now, on average, our unplanned outages are about 13,000 megawatts. That is where the difference has happened.
But the problem going forward, though, is that you have to have a plan to reduce the dependency on these OCGTs. How much longer are you going to continue burning this diesel, which does come at a cost to the utility and the taxpayer?
This is why we're calling them, they were designed, OCGTs were always designed to be used, Jeremy, and they were designed to be used for peak hours. And that is what we're using them for. And we're not going to not use them. They were designed always to be there. But in the past, we were using them for much more than that. Hence, we ended up burning more diesel. But by design, this current financial year, we have halved our budget.
My question, though, was what are the long-term plans to reduce the dependency?
The long-term plan... You design them because you want to use them. They have got a use. You know, you need to use them for the purpose on which they were designed for. The purpose of OCGTs is to use them for peaking hours. And you use them there, and it's okay to use them during those hours. That's how in the past they were used for a wrong purpose. And right now, because things have improved significantly, we are using them largely for peaking hours.
All right, let me change direction of the conversation if I can. Do you believe then, given what you've told me, that you can confidently say that Eskom has now turned a corner?
No, I cannot say that. That would be a wrong thing to say. I told you that we've got a two-year plan. We are just a year into that two-year plan. What you are seeing now, we are seeing the benefits of the work that has been done over the last year. We still have another year to go of executing on this plan. That's when, if you were talking to me at this time next year, I would say so. But right now, I cannot say that.
We have a lot of political promises, and you would be aware of them, that say that load shedding is coming to an end.
So what is your point, Jeremy?
The point is load shedding coming to an end, is the question.
My point, I've told you, Jeremy, that we've got a two-year plan. We are a year into that two-year plan. We have another year to go. And at the end of that 2 years, I can confidently say to you that we are done with the work, and look, there won't be load shedding. Right now, where we're sitting, we still have a year to go on that plan.
How significant is the impact of household solar adoption and upcoming renewable projects in alleviating the difficulty?
It is something that helps a lot. We estimate about 5,000 megawatts on any good day. It's something that is helped by the households. But of course, as Eskom, we cannot 100% rely on that. We need to always be the supplier of last resort as Eskom. That means that on days when there is no sun, and days when it is raining for a couple of days, we need to have energy to be able to provide to South Africans. That's what is required of Eskom. And we were quite happy, I think, a week or so ago, where over the 3 days when it was raining throughout the country, we were able to provide that energy. And for us, that shows once again how the work that has been done by Eskom is starting to show itself. You know, we did not have to do load shedding, and all of the energy that people were getting from rooftops, now they had to revert back to Eskom, and were able to provide that. So we're excited about that little, progress that we have made in that regard.
Mteto Nyati, thank you very much for joining me.